Welcome to the Bible Generated Podcast. We're going to be jumping into something pretty amazing today.
Yeah.
We're doing a deep dive into one of our songs.
Oh, right.
In the beginning.
Awesome.
So, you know, here at Bible Generated, we make all sorts of music and media, but it's all,
right,
you know, inspired by the Bible.
Absolutely.
And this song is a really great example of that.
It is. And, you know, our whole goal is to take those powerful messages you find in the Bible and express them,
yeah,
in ways that really connect with people today.
For sure. You know, In the Beginning is a perfect example.
It is.
Of how you can take, you know, biblical text and use it,
mm-hmm,
to shape artistic expression.
Yeah.
So basically, for this deep dive, you want to explore how the lyrics of In the Beginning,
okay,
aren't just, you know, kind of inspired by the Bible,
right,
but they really pull directly from,
yeah,
passages in the Bible.
Absolutely. It's like we're tracing the DNA of the song,
yeah,
back to the source.
Exactly.
And it's pretty fascinating when you start to see,
yeah,
how those ancient words still have so much power today.
We sure.
Especially when they're expressed through music.
Yeah, definitely. And if you haven't heard the song yet,
right,
you can find it on YouTube. Just search for Bible-generated worship topic,
mm-hmm,
and it's also on all the, you know,
right,
streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music.
Right.
Maybe give it a listen after this. You can really,
yes,
hear the melody and everything.
Yeah, totally. It adds a whole other dimension to what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into the lyrics.
Okay.
It starts off with a pretty powerful line. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God himself.
Now,
I mean, for me,
right,
that goes right to the scripture,
yeah,
in the New Testament.
It does. It takes you right to the Gospel of John.
Yeah.
John 1.1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about the eternal nature of Jesus Christ,
right,
who's referred to as the Word.
Exactly. And the song starts right there.
It does.
At that fundamental truth.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, from before time began, nothing was made without his power.
Right.
So that's talking about God's role in creation.
Exactly. And that connects perfectly with John 1.3, which,
yes,
says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how the song and the scripture are in total agreement,
yeah,
about God's power being behind everything.
Yeah, there's this sense of him being, you know, preeminent. And
absolutely. He's the authority.
Yeah, like nothing around us happened by accident.
Right.
It was all through his power.
His design.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next part of the song says, life flowed from him, bringing light to all through him. All things were brought to life. His light shining bright that darkness can't defeat.
Powerful imagery there.
Yeah.
Connecting life and light. Beautiful. And you know, it echoes John 1.45.
Okay.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it, yeah, not.
Mm-hmm.
So both the song and John's gospel,
yeah,
are saying that life and light come from God, mm-hmm, and that image of light shining in the darkness and not being overcome.
Yeah.
It's such a strong symbol of hope.
Absolutely.
And of truth winning out in the end.
Yeah, that idea of light overcoming darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over the Bible.
It is.
This idea of good,
exactly,
triumphing over evil.
Absolutely.
So the song goes on. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Light in the darkness that will overcome the life in him is our salvation. His light still shines forevermore.
There's a real shift in the story there.
Yeah.
John 1.15 lays the foundation about who Jesus is,
mm-hmm,
his divine nature, his role in creation.
Yeah.
But these lyrics point to the incarnation.
Okay.
When God actually became a human being,
yeah,
lived among us as Jesus Christ.
Right.
It's not spelled out in those specific verses,
mm-hmm,
but it's central to John's gospel.
Right.
And the whole New Testament, that phrase, light in the darkness that will overcome,
yeah,
continues that powerful theme.
Yeah.
And then the life in him is our salvation.
Right.
That gets to the heart of why Jesus came.
Yeah. It's beautiful how the song connects those truths about creation,
mm-hmm,
with the idea of Jesus saving us.
It is. It's powerful.
Okay. Then the lyrics go on to say, he stuck with the Father before time began, creator of all things, the source of life, those darkness surrounds it, can't comprehend this marvelous light that never fades.
Right.
So it's like it's going back.
Yeah.
And reaffirming those initial attributes of God.
Exactly. Reinforcing that Jesus existed before time,
mm-hmm,
that he's equal with God the Father.
Yeah.
And that he's the one who created everything.
Right.
The source of all.
And that light.
Yes.
That can't be touched by the darkness.
The light that never fades.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay, towards the end, the song takes a bit of a turn. Soon he'll return to claim his bride, coming in glory to take us home. Then he will reign 1,000 years. His perfect rule on David's throne, light of life, light of life, light of life, light of life. Mm. Now, this is talking about
the future.
Yeah.
Right, what's to come.
Yeah, future events.
The earlier parts of the song are directly reflecting those verses from John 1.
Yeah.
But these lines are talking about Christ's return,
right,
gathering his followers and his future reign.
Okay.
You see hints of this all over the Bible in Revelation, in the Old Testament prophecies,
okay,
talking about the Messiah reigning on David's throne.
So it's not, you know, directly from John 1.1 down 5.
Right.
But it's part of the bigger story of the Bible.
Exactly.
And that hope that believers have.
Yes.
And that repetition of light of life at the end.
It's such a powerful statement. It's like, yeah, a final declaration that Jesus is the source of life and, yeah, the one who brings true light.
Mm-hmm. Right. Going back to that core message from John's gospel.
Absolutely.
So in the beginning is more than just a song.
It is.
It's this journey through the lyrics,
mm-hmm,
that's tied to the Bible.
Yeah.
Especially the John chapter 1.
Powerful stuff.
It really shows how God's word can inspire art.
Absolutely.
You know, like in this case,
yeah,
it generated this really powerful song.
And uplifting.
Yes.
If this has resonated with you,
yeah,
I encourage you to check out more of Bible-generated music, mm-hmm, our Breaking the Dark EP,
yeah,
which includes In the Beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's all based on John 1.
Look,
you can,
yeah,
find it on all the major music platforms.
Awesome. And as we continue our mission here at Bible-generated,
right,
to create music and media inspired by the Bible.
Yeah.
We're always so thankful for any support you can give.
Absolutely.
If you want to know how to partner with us,
yeah,
you can find information on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Your contributions help us keep sharing these messages,
yes,
of hope and truth.
Through music and other creative ways,
yeah,
your support really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to the Bible Generated Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Now, here's the song In the Beginning.
Enjoy.
The Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God Himself. From before time began, nothing was made without His power. Life flowed from Him, bringing light to all. To claim His bride, coming in glory. take.